How I think several weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, the prayer meeting was held in our place. And then what happened is I gave a short devotion about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. You can open your Bible on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It's only three words. Pray without ceasing. I gave an introduction last time, and I do believe that it's not regarding the general word prayer, because we cannot do in our life continuously praying. We have to do some work. I have to go to work. Noni have to go to buy some grocery. So the necessity for life we should do. But on the other hand, I gave an idea that pray without ceasing. I do believe that we can do and pray to a certain person or a certain situation without ceasing, without stopping. Even if it will take number of years, 2 years, 3 years, or maybe the rest of our life, we can spend praying for that person or situation. The example that I gave is regarding Lazar. During those time before the incident, there are lots of people, I can say, around the globe praying for Lazar. And there's certain church in Florida praying for Lazar, and they have a prayer warrior. I do believe. But on the mind of Paul, I do not know what Paul is thinking about when he said, pray without ceasing. It's a challenging verse. I'm not a prophet. I don't have any idea what is in Paul's mind. But with respect to biblical principles or theological background of what might be in Paul's mind, I can do say, and I can say something according to the Word of God. First is, we are relying and becoming dependent on the sovereignty of God when we say pray without ceasing. But I'm going to use the word God as English translation from the original Hebrew word Elohim that was mentioned in Genesis 1:1 that connotates and signifies the triune God, because Elohim is in the plural form and the singular is Eloah. So we are depending on the sovereignty of God. We are dependent, and we do believe that our God is true and living God. And then in addition to, I will say that when Jesus Christ was with his disciples, he mentioned to his disciples, this is the way how you're going to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so, which is known as our Lord's Prayer. So the direction, direct, or the object of our prayer is our Father, the first person of the Triune God. That's why I say we are depending on the sovereignty of God, God which is Elohim in the plural form that signifies the Triune God. So when Jesus Christ was a disciple, he mentioned the object is the direction of should be our, the direction of our prayer should be the God or God our Father. But when Marvin was praying, or when we are praying in our time, we always say, in Jesus' name, Amen. Well, what signifies that? So I'm going to give you an idea that although Jesus Christ didn't mention that to his disciples, that on the last part of your prayer you have to mention, in my name, Amen. But the direction of your prayer is God the Father. In our New Testament time, in our time, we are always saying, in Jesus' name, Amen. The second person of the Triune God is reflecting from the God which is Elohim, is like this. Why in the name of Jesus Christ? So it is I can say is because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the second person of the Triune God that was sent by the Father as a mediator between God and man. So that is, in his very nature alone, Jesus Christ as God-man, 100% God and 100% man, there is already a reconciliation between God and man. And other than that, after the nature of Jesus Christ alone, there's already reconciliation. In addition to of what he had done on the cross, there is a reconciliation between God and man of what he had done on the cross, that he redeemed us in his blood. So, when Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, and he went up to heaven, he gave his promise that he mentioned in John chapter 14, 15, and 16. And Jesus Christ, he told to his disciples, I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place for you. But when I come back, while I am away, I'm going to send another comforter. That word, another comforter, is a very unique word with respect to when Jesus Christ mentioning the work of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Triune God, of the Elohim. It's something that I can say, let's say, Ryan is saying, I'm going to Winnipeg. While I am away, I'm going to send another Ryan. And he's going to go to the pulpit and preach like Ryan. that's how Jesus Christ told his disciples that this comforter, another comforter, is he's going to send, and the Holy Spirit came in the day of Pentecost. So when we say we are saying that we are depending or dependent on the sovereignty of God as Elohim, we have to bear in mind the Triune God, the direction of our prayer to God the Father, the mediatorship of Jesus Christ, and the intercession of the third person of the Triune God, the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I can summarize that in if I'm going to pray, is something like this. How are we going to pray in the New Testament time? Our Father, so and so. I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in this person, so and so. After your prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. Do you see the triune God? That is how we have to bear in mind when we say, when Paul saying, pray without ceasing to a certain specific person or situation. Because some people are praying, like for example, the Muslim, they are praying to Allah. But Allah is not, He didn't send any person to reconcile God as a mediator. And Allah is not the true and the living God. Some people are praying to Buddha, and Buddha is a prophet. But Buddha didn't resurrect it. Some natives, the Indians, they are praying to some spirits. But those spirits does not have any reconciliation or any direction that we can access, like what Jesus Christ had done on the cross, that we can access to God the Father. So we cannot access in our prayer to those spirits that the native Indians are praying. There are lots of prayers. Oh, the Roman Catholics, they are praying to Mama Mary. And Mary, the Mother of God, they believe that Mary can mediate between man and Jesus Christ as a mediator. But Mary didn't resurrect it. She's dead. She's nothing. And there's no mediatorship. And there's no way. So, when we say pray without ceasing, and we are saying we are depending and dependent to the sovereignty of God the Father, at the same time, we are submitting ourselves to the will of the Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. We are submitting ourselves to the will of the Father on the other hand. So we are praying to a certain person, and at the same time, we are submitting to the will of the Father at the same time. To a specific person, to a specific situation. So, what does it give us in our time, in New Testament time, that we are going to pray without ceasing? If this will help in our mind that we are depending on the sovereignty of God, that He is in control, and we are holding, on the other hand, we can connect Romans 8:28, positive or negative, all things work together for good, positive or negative, God has a purpose. So, what will it give and benefit us in our heart, in our mind, in our soul? Number one, it strengthens our faith that we are depending on the sovereignty of God. And it also strengthens our hope, because we are praying to Elohim, the true and the living God. And the only access to the first person of the triune God is Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ, while He was away, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God, is the one who is interceding. And this is the work of the triune God. If that is in our mind, that we are going to pray without ceasing, we make our faith, our hope, and our submission to the will of God, and at the same time requesting Him according to His will. Anything. So I do believe that we can pray to a certain specific person, or situation. One of my weakness is prayer. So it so happened that for a long time I was considering that God is going to give me the way I pray, how I pray, what is in my mind, what is my hope. And I do believe, and then I considered with my experience as a family of what happened to my family is I have chosen one person that I have to pray. Even though I don't know him, even though I don't know where he is, I pray for that person. On the other, in addition to all of us, we can choose any person that we know in our life that we can pray without ceasing, that God is in control and that God is Elohim. It gives us hope and it strengthens our faith. So we're going to continue our prayer. So any suggestion that we can pray?